Coming up on TMS PM, dog ate poorly.
Bob thinks the world is flat.
Barbie has a new look.
Nintendo in launch mode.
Zika is out to get you.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
It is time for TMS PM. It's a little later than we planned. Everything's fine. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hello.
We're all healthy.
Everything's fine. Okay. We're all fine here. My computer went berserkoid and I had to do a backup restore thingy. And because I had to do that, which I was prepared to do, I thought it would say 45 minutes, but it said like 3.5 hours. So apparently I have a lot of data to restore and it took forever. So the show got delayed, but it's all up and running now. And here we are. All up in your biznatch. Brian, what's going on? How was your day since we last spoke?
So far so good. It's been busy. I mean, obviously, you know, shifted things around to make up for the lack of PM and worked on an ad for a heating cooling supplier in Montana.
I'll bet that was exciting.
It was exciting. They want 1,000 things in one ad.
Oh, if they could only. They could only just have 1,000 more. No, this exactly. I had a boss who worked for years ago, I did graphic design for, and I would always come to the table with these ideas that would be very minimalist. It would be oh yeah, you want to go a lot of white space, negative space, and you want to have this thing in the middle, and you want to really, you know, take advantage of it and draw their eye to the important bits and not confuse them. And he'd say, we're paying for all this damn space, you may as well fill it up. So we had to fill it up. I hate it.
That was so we worked with a lot of newspapers in my old job, and I'd have to go out on these training calls and teach them how to use the software and do installations and all this fun stuff. No matter who you're talking to, no matter what sales rep, retail sales rep you're talking to, this is back in the company with the health and fitness section? I don't know, but I can find out.
Oh, that one with the phone use your phone? Sure.
Yep, exactly. So we'd go out and we'd do training and interviews with the sales team from a newspaper.
Yeah.
And they would all have the same complaint, is that you'd go to pitch an ad to a hair salon and they'd opt for a 3x3 ad, like a little 3-inch by 3-column ad, or 3-column inch ad. And they'd say, yes, well, here's what we want to have. We want to have our name and address and this photo of a lady and then another photo of this lady and then a coupon and then a thing that says our hours and then also a thing about different hairstyles that we can do and also this thing, all in a 3-column inch ad. Sure. Okay. Right.
Yep. Get it all in.
Yeah.
You're paying for it. It's like that. Remember the $1 million web page that had every single little pixel filled?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a stupid idea. Here's that for those who are new to the show. This is what Brian's referring to from 1996.
The new health and fitness section? I'm not sure, but I'll find out if I can use your phone.
Oh, it's so good. We call that late 80s, early 90s hum, everybody.
Right.
There was a lot of that going around. Here's another one.
I think Circulation can give me those preprint figures. I'll check with them and I'll get back to you.
There you go. That's not bad.
Brian Ibbett.
Yeah, Brian Ibbett. Anyway, let's get into it. I got a quick thing to say that I was really worried about earlier when I went upstairs to take care of some stuff. The dog got into the sunflower seeds.
Ooh.
And they're not shelled. They're just like in the shell, you know, David's brand,
right?
Barbecue, whatever, sunflower seeds. There was a bowl of them. She'd gotten into those and eaten about half of it. And I went, oh no, that seems like a bad thing for a dog.
Right.
To be eaten. And it's not her fault they're covered in some unnatural flavor that should never be on them.
Well, it's salt.
Yeah, but it's also like you know, beef barbecue flavored or whatever. So I called a veterinary professional. And we were all worried we might have to take her in and get her pumped or something. And he said, nope, it's all good. She'll just have some weird poo. So watch for that, he said.
Wow.
Yeah, he said she'll just have weird poo. But she shouldn't have any other problems. She shouldn't have any bleeding or get cut up or anything or any of that stuff. And I said, well, all right. And I came down here and checked on my restore of my drive.
Jeez.
Anyway, now I promise.
The spiky. Yeah. I mean, they get so spiky when you eat that stuff. Those shells.
No, they're terrible. Can you imagine a whole stomach full of those?
A mouthful of toothpicks is what it's like.
Yeah, jeez. And you could hear just going, just crunching into this thing. Also, I've learned a new trick with her. If you want to get her to go lay down and look sad,
yeah,
all you do is go to the. I don't know why she's this way because I've never given her any. But you go to the pantry and you pull out a bottle of sriracha.
Oh no!
And you just hold it and show it to her, and she goes and goes in a corner. Now, the only thing I can think of is she maybe smelled it before, and that's like, you know, enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I've got this new trick I can use if she's being a little bit rambunctious. I just pull this bottle out, and she'll like.
Don't make me get the sriracha.
Yeah. She'll go in three circles. I won't even use it on her. She just goes right, and it sits in the thing. So that worked out great. All right, so that guy I told you about earlier today, someone who doesn't like Big Bang Theory, he's with me. I don't like it either much. And I think he maybe illustrated why I don't like it better than I could have expressed just talking about it on the show. So I've gathered this clip here. If I can grab it. And this is him in front of a television with a cell phone. I have bleeped out the offending words from him, not the show.
Okay.
And this is what he says. So here's just your average scene in the show Big Bang Theory about nerds. Okay, so here you go.
So it's settled. The fate of Doctor Who's TARDIS will be decided by a Game of Thrones-inspired deathmatch on the battlefield of Thundercats versus Transformers.
F*** you! Where was the joke? He just named a bunch of shit! How is this comedy? Why are you laughing? Why?
He kind of has a point, Brian.
I picture it's actually like some dude in the editing bay at CBS.
Yeah.
You know, who's like the guy who has to edit the show down, and he's got all those screens with all the, you know, the time counts and little needles and stuff on it, little dials.
Sounded like a big like mechanical keyboard.
It did. Yeah, exactly.
Big time. But he has the same problem I have. I don't think it's funny just to make a bunch of nerd references and that's it. And they do that a lot. I'm not saying there aren't moments of funny or character moments or something like that. But when you're just going, what if we mashed up every nerd reference and then it's a joke?
Hey, everybody, Firefly.
It's just not funny. I don't get why they do that. So I'm with this guy. I feel you. I think you got anger issues, but I'm still with you. And good luck to you and all that you do. Time for the news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
All right, let's get into the evening news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Lara Croft. She's raiding tombs and she wants you to come along.
Yeah, it's the rise of her. She so that came out today.
It's the rise of her.
It's the rise of the Tomb Raider. And as anyone may have noticed, the last Tomb Raider game, which was also excellent, spent a lot more time like busting through camps and killing dudes and no time really raiding any tombs.
Right.
Which some people would not like that. I still thought it was a great game, but had really hoped for that to be more prominent. Well, got good news for you. New Tomb Raider is tomb raidy as hell and in all the right ways. I got it on PC and I got it because when my computer went poo-poo this morning and I had to do that restore, I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll do that while it's restoring because I can't get any work done.
1 o'clock, Scott, is what you did.
Yeah. So I fired it up, did a little stream. I'm putting the rest of it on YouTube, and y'all can see me play the first 16 or 17 minutes of the game.
Here's what it was like this afternoon. So about 12:30, and you and I have been texting, and you're like, oh, no, and you take a picture of your screen with a restore going. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And so about 12:30, about half an hour until we're going to go, I text you and say, so how's it going? Mm-hmm. And I don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, 12:45. Well, still nothing. And I hop into chat, and they're all saying, oh, Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider. Like, oh, Tomb Raider, how's that going? And, you know, like, what? Tell me about Tomb Raider. I'm just waiting for Scott. I think he's got some sort of technical issue.
Yeah.
And they say, no, he's over there playing Tomb Raider in the stream.
Yeah, he's playing Tomb Raider live.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's not on the computer that he's having problems with.
No. The computer that's working fine is playing video games. So when I got, that's funny, because right around 1, I look down at my phone and I go, oh, it's 1. That's time to do the show. And I look over the computer and it's like, you still have an hour and 45 minutes or whatever. even though the thing started at 2 hours and 30, it kept changing. You know how it does? You know, computers are dumb this way. They're like, here's a little bar telling you the status. Oh, estimated time, 10 minutes. Oh, is my video done? Nope, sorry, 8 hours. Oh, wait, sorry, 20 minutes. Oh, sorry, 3 minutes. Like, that's kind of how it worked.
It's called Windows time.
Yeah, Windows time. And it just kept going like that, even though it was a Mac. Right. But anyway, bottom line is that game's pretty neat, and people should probably play it. I feel bad for PS4 owners who have to wait a year, but PC got lucky and got it. Geez, not that long. Like, what are we, 2 months after release on Xbox? So it's pretty good. Rapper Bob, B-O-B, I guess he goes by.
Sure, he's the guy who does that song Airplane with Haley...
Joel Osment.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment. No, Haley from...
Haley...
Oh my God, Paramore.
Haley right? Paramore.
Haley from Paramore, not
from Paramore.
Haley Paramore.
The singing Paramore lady.
Yeah.
The lady what sings for Paramore.
With the pretty red hair and Weezer guy, Rivers Cuomo.
Let's get an example of Bob.
Yeah.
Is he go
Look
by
up
just,
Airplane. Airplane's the song. Or Magic.
Oh, is it Magic?
Magic is the one with Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Magic, and I'll just put Bob.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Let me play some of this for you.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
All right.
I got the magic.
Is this the one?
This is the one.
Every time I
Rivers Cuomo.
Now is he a rapping dude?
He's a rapping dude. He'll pop in there.
Okay, let's see. Magic. Some lady eating cereal. Alright.
Have your mind babbling it. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some class.
Okay, alright, he's a rapper man.
There's your B.O.B. Throwing out the references.
Alright, good.
David Blaine.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a obscure one.
Let me talk about a white magician.
All right, so here's what Bob is doing on Twitter, not when he's making music and all that. And he seemed like an adept rapper. He seemed fine. He was very popish and cool,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah. He's not an angry rapper. He's a friendly. He's Bob the friendly rapper.
Well, it turns out he's kind of Bob the dumb rapper because he thinks the earth is flat, and he's not kidding.
Really?
He says that those who disagree with him, he is calling sheep. So here's the article. Is the earth flat or is it round? In a string of social media posts, rapper Bobby Ray Simmons. And look, folks, we live in the 2015-16. This is the time of our lives when people think that exchanges on Twitter make news. So we're just reporting it, okay?
This is from abc7news.com. Yeah, all right.
Exactly. Rapper Bobby Ray Simmons, also known as Bob, insists he has the answer and evidence to support his claim. According to Simmons, known as Bob, the world is flat. Taking his idea to Twitter, he laid out his plan to his thousands of followers in one of the many tweets, the musician claims that the cities in distance would not be visible if indeed the earth was round. All right.
I can see a city in the distance. How can I see that if the earth is round?
If the earth is round,
flat.
I shouldn't be able to see that.
Wow.
To those that disagreed with his argument, B.O.B., accused them of being brainwashed to believe anything. I could count sheep till I fall asleep, he posted on Instagram. I like that he raps in his replies. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I could count sheep till I fall asleep.
Wow.
And more posts.
That is as relevant... I mean, I'm guessing because he's calling the people who believe it sheep, but I could count sheep. I could eat a peach for hours. Yeah, he posted on Instagram.
I could count sheep till I fall asleep.
In more posts on Monday, he says the mass media is out to make him look crazy and call into question the numerous conspiracy theories around the world. Quote, I'm going up against the greatest liars in history. You've been tremendously deceived, he said. He thinks the world's flat.
This just in, Jesse Ventura says, whoa, that guy's a nutball.
I'm not leaving Mexico, but if I did, I'd go hang out with Bob. That guy makes me look sane.
It's so stupid. Come on, dude.
It's funny that he's got a song called Airplane. Has he ever been in one?
I don't
has
know.
He ever looked out the window?
Well, he hasn't. Maybe he hasn't flown any. And I didn't even include all the tweets where he's got like all these examples of like photos of like, where is it? There's the ocean that looks flat to me. Like... It's ridiculous. Like, here's one. Bob says, y'all be like, you're not high enough to see the curve. Keep going.
Wow.
That's him in a plane.
What does he think is on the other side?
I don't know. He said this. Oh,
how come the Atlas, if the Earth is round, how come the Atlas isn't round?
Yeah.
It's flat.
What's going on with that? Then he says, a lot of people are turned off by the phrase flat earth, but there's no way you can see all the evidence and know everything. Grow up, he said on January 24th.
Wow.
Then the NBA Philadelphia 76ers weighed in with a social media post showing a court and a ball. The ball is labeled round. The court is labeled flat. The tweet is can confirm in the message. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, there's more.
I guess people have been forgetting about Bob.
Yeah.
Right? And maybe Bob needed to do something to be back in the limelight.
How about this one? He says, I question the international laws that prevent you from exploring Antarctica and the North Pole. What's there to hide? They want me to be a good little rapper and sing and dance and don't question things. Dude, that guy's my hero. He is awesome.
Yeah, he's maybe saying, you know, all right, if Kanye is this crazy and he's that popular, yeah, then if I go this crazy, I'll be twice as popular.
Yep. I got news for him. If he looks like he's about 18 or older, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, do I have a candidate for you to vote for come this fall. There, right. Bob.
Oh, yeah. Trump, you need a running mate?
Yeah, hey, this is my VP, Bob. I think he's great. He's not a loser.
He's so full of energy.
Full of energy and I love it.
It's going to make it a lot easier to get the Mexicans over the other side of the fence. If the earth isn't round, we can kind of just, you know, hoist them up.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I
guess Neil deGrasse Tyson actually weighed in, too.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
He apparently tweeted him back. Let me see if I can get the. This was on. Apparently, this was on The Daily Show.
No, I missed it. This came up.
Yeah, let's see here. Here we go. Let me see if I can find the.
Where is it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson drops the mic on Flat Earth Truther B.O.B. Dear Bob, as an astrophysicist, I don't rap, but I know people who do. This one has my back, and it's. Oh, it's an audio file here. Let me give you the link.
Oh, is this one in the chat from UCOW?
Yeah, I don't know if it is.
Is it a Comedy Central clip?
No. Here, I'm giving you something.
All right.
This sounds like it's going to be magic.
Give me something, yo. Hold on.
It's in Skype.
I'm clicking it. J-clicking it?
J-clicking it.
J-clicking it. That's my new rapper name. Hold on. Where is it? I don't see it.
In Skype?
Yeah. Nothing in Skype. Here, can you see my message?
Yeah, it's right after what I just Skyped. Let me try doing it again.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't get it.
Still nothing?
Still nothing. What's up, Skype?
All right. I'm going to put it in. If I put it in iMessage, will you get it? Let's see here.
Yeah, I saw that. That popped. I don't know what's going on with Skype. Skype's stupid as well.
Weird.
Yeah, right, Skype did not. SoundCloud. Here it is. Okay, here we go. We'll play this.
Flat Earth is a problem only when people in charge think that way. No law stops you from regressively basking in it.
He learned the game from Carl Sagan. You can never check him. You say the earth is flat and then you try to disrespect him. I'm bringing facts to combat a silly theory because B.O.B. has got to know the planet is a sphere, G. Whoa.
Very good. All right, so it's just a big rap. Wow.
Oh, awesome.
Wow. All right. So Twitter beefs, they're my favorite.
I love a good Twitter beef.
Did you watch any of the Kanye West, what's her name, Twitter beef? I can't repeat 90% of it here because it's nasty.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Wiz Khalifa that he was.
No, he's sad because Wiz Khalifa lost 2 million followers because of something he said, and he likes him, so there's a bunch of apologies for that. But then there was one, he deleted all the tweets since, but it was toward that bald rapper lady who's kind of stripper poly. I don't know her name.
Okay.
he used to hang out with her before the Kim Kardashian time.
Amber Rose.
That's it.
All right. And I have not heard about this. Is this the one where he said something like, you were interrupting my creative process or something
like that. And she wrote back something about fiddling with his, I don't want to say. It was nasty.
Huh.
What she said was nasty. And so it kept going back and forth. And then he deleted it. And she was like, oh, you got to delete your stuff. Did your mother come home? You know, like just like freaking out. And then about 500 blogs decided it was news, including TheVerge.com. Like, what are you guys doing? You're a technology blog.
Wow.
You don't need to be talking about Kanye's fights with his ex-girlfriends. Dude, I hate that about our society. I freaking hate it. But then again, I like it because here we are talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess how much of it feels like social engineering? Like basically they're...
Much of it. Much of it does.
Yeah.
Kanye West's Twitter account, I went
Stop,
back and...
let's you and I have a fight on Twitter and all of a sudden we'll have a bunch of new subscribers to the show.
Here, you know what's fun? Actually, we're going to do this. So Kanye West Twitter. All right. I don't remember his Twitter account. I guess it's just Kanye West. All right. I'm going to read to you some of my favorite recent tweets from him.
Okay, great.
I'm happy to know that KK means weed. Please excuse the confusion. Now back to Waves. This is his new album, Waves.
Okay. KK means weed?
Yes. That's what he says. I thought it meant Kim Kardashian, but whatever.
I thought it meant it's what people reply to me when I say, hey, I'll have that for you in a couple hours.
There you go. KK, which is like a no worries kind of K.
Right, right.
Kanye West then says, man, it's a sad day. Wiz lost 2 million followers since I tweeted. I didn't mean to either him like that. He literally wrote, I didn't mean to either him like that. I don't know what that means.
Huh.
I don't even know what that's a typo for.
Oh, no, maybe it's like either him or me. Maybe he...
I didn't mean to either him like that. It's the whole sentence. One sentence, no...
Right,
no.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe Kanye issued like a beef with Wiz Khalifa where he said, it's either him or me. Follow either him or me. Can't follow us both.
Oh, so he's using it like a verb.
Like a verb. He ethered me.
He ethered me?
I don't know. I am completely and totally, you know, guessing here. It's a complete guess.
All right. Well, here's some more good information. This tweet is all by itself and needs no help. It says, good energy, positive energy. That's it. Another one says, I'm going to take these down because it's all I... What? Sorry. I'm a take these down because it's all about positive energy. Blessings, blessings. Positive energy, blessings.
By the way, if you do a search in Google for either him, Kanye West's tweet is the second thing that comes up.
That's probably makes sense to me. Those clicks, all those things. 37,000 retweets on the positive blessings, energy blessings. That's pretty good.
Wow.
All right. He then says, this album is actually a gospel album. Then he says, I love the world balloon. What? Oh, I love the world bottom line. And all I want is peace and positive energy. All right. Great. What's sad is that I love Wiz and I love all my brothers and all people. And a Mexican, and a white person, and all people. And then he says, where is it? I got to find this because it's kind of rad. Waves is the album formerly known as Swish. This is his new album. He's calling it Waves. And then he says, and Brian, this part right here, I don't know if this is the cockiest thing I've ever heard in my life, but I'm going to read it. Okay. It says, this is not album of the year. This is album of the life. And then he said, on January 24th, just 2 days previously, so happy to be finished with the best album of all time.
Wow.
And then a photo of some notepad paper where he drew something with a Sharpie.
Yeah, I guess we know that Kanye prefers the college-ruled paper. And that that he prefers to write with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
And that his handwriting, not so good.
Yeah, it's not great. But it is the greatest album of all time. Right. Of all time. You know,
of
I think whenever I create something, I like to think, you know, today's episode of TMSPM, the greatest episode of any podcast of all time, because I'm in a position to judge it. Like
exactly.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. This isn't, you know, just the greatest episode of TMS.
Yeah.
This is the greatest podcast episode ever.
He doesn't get to choose is what I'm saying. Someone else gets to say that. If they find it to be so, they can say it. They can say, oh yeah, it is the greatest rap album of all time or greatest album of all time. But it isn't his place to say that. He makes it and then the world decides. So world, let us know.
There's a tweet from January 21st where he's got a picture of a little gray Emu Systems box mixer.
Oh.
And it's got like 8 knobs on it. It has no more sliders and knobs than the mixer that I'm using here for podcasting.
Okay.
And his message with the photo is, had to do it.
We'd kill somebody with it or?
And it has 15,000 retweets.
Great.
I don't know what that means. What am I missing here?
It means that
37,000 likes.
That this country and the world at large is guilty of horrible, horrible levels of people worship.
I think so.
And we need to scale it back just a little bit, people. He's just a guy. He took a big dirty duke this morning just like you did. He had to blow his nose once or twice. He may have snored during the night. Puts his pants on one leg at a time. All the old cliches. It's Kanye West.
Wow. All right.
It's fine.
I'm not sure what
people worship gone amok. They're just people.
I'm going to take White Top's advice in the chat room, and I'm going to neither Wiz nor Kanye.
Wait. How do you neither take plums nor leave plums?
I'm going to neither them.
Okay. Neither them both.
Right.
Also, this is the year we're going to get to switch gears pretty considerably here. Nintendo is expected to launch a new handheld game console this year. The NX, the much-rumored NX, will likely make its big debut at the Tokyo Game Show, certainly at E3. And people think it will be a handheld device that is also the home TV device. You would plug it to one or the other, would be on par with the power of the current consoles, PlayStation 3 and Xbox One, which...
Wait. So it would be a portable device with a screen, but you could plug it into your TV, like just basically stick an HDMI cable in it and
that's the rumor.
Hook it up to the TV.
That's
okay.
The rumor, yep. And whether or not the screen would be touch or have any kind of Wii U functionality, nobody knows, except to say this is Nintendo's chance to sort of turn things around this year because they've kind of had a rough one. And we'll see. That's all coming up soon. Surely we'll report it here and other places on the Frog Pants Network as it gets closer.
All right.
And finally, look out. The Zika virus is spreading explosively, says WHO leader.
And coincidentally, that's going to be one of the first games available for the Nintendo portable device, the Zika.
The Zika, right. The Zika handheld. and the WHO leader, I like to think that, what's his name? With the belly in the Super Bowl. What's his name?
John Madden?
No.
The belly in the Super Bowl.
The guitarist for The Who. What's his name?
Oh, Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend. Boy, if I could have remembered that, that would have been a fine joke.
come on, people. If we were playing Taboo and I got the clue with the belly and the Super Bowl,
you'd have
why wouldn't Madden be the first?
Yeah, you would have had it. Just for fun here. Is this? Yeah, here. I should have had this ready. That's the Taboo buzzer. Although they took a picture in a car for some reason.
Anyway. Wow.
The Zika virus.
Okay. Somebody sent that to you since we talked about the Taboo buzzer?
No, I just found it.
Oh, okay.
I did a quick Google search.
Gotcha. Okay.
The Zika virus is a, quote, now spreading explosively disease in the Americas, the head of the World Health Organization, or the WHO, said Thursday.
Oh, now I get your WHO reference. Okay.
Yeah, the WHO. Get it? WHO leader.
Roger Daltrey is the leader of the WHO, though. Come on.
Well, that's true, isn't it? Which one stutters during Pinball Wizard? Isn't that their song? That's their song, isn't it? Is that the WHO?
That is their song.
The WHO goes, you ain't seen... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ain't Seen
you're
Nothing
thinking
yet.
Of Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
I was almost going to say, are you thinking Bachman Turner... No, he's not thinking Bachman Turner
totally
Overdrive.
I mixed him up. Okay, wait. When he sings...
Daltrey Townsend Overdrive.
He had a silver ball, and he's something with the thing.
Yeah.
He thought he'd get them all. Okay, that one. Who's singing that? Is that Daltrey?
It's Roger Daltrey.
Okay, all right. I thought that was the other guy. I thought that was Pumbaa. Yeah. Anyway, this virus is bad. We should watch out for this. Oh, shoot.
Dang it, Scott.
What'd you do?
I've screwed something up. It's fine. I'll fix it later. Right. It's not a computer thing.
Okay. Did you break your pen?
No. I'm messing with things. You know when you just fiddle with something and it breaks?
Totally. Yeah.
I just did that.
I have a Millennium Falcon here on my desk that I use for just such a thing.
I need something like that to just have in my hand all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ice warm. let's see. What is this deal? Official estimate between 3 and 4 million infections in the region over a 12-month period. The level of concern is high and is the level of uncertainty, says Dr. Margaret Chan. The director general of the World Health Organization told her organization's executive board members, we need to get some serious answers quickly. I don't know why I put the word serious in there. The lack of any immunity to Zika is the fact that mosquitoes spreading the virus can be found most anywhere in the Americas, including here. from Argentina to the southern United States and beyond, explains the speed of the transmission, said Dr. Saliva Alderon. That's not right. Dr.
No,
Sylvain.
Sure, Dr. Saliva.
Sylvain.
Sylvain.
Aldegiri.
Aldegiri.
Aldegiri. Aldegiri gave the estimate for Zika infections, including people who do not report clinical symptoms, based on data regarding the spread of different mosquito-borne viruses, or dengue.
Dengue.
Dengue?
Yeah, dengue fever.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what do you get? Just like flu-like stuff? Is that the
deal?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, with dengue fever, it's like a severe, quick onset flu with headaches and fever and shivers and.
What's the survival rate? I guess if you're old.
I have no idea.
It's bad if you're old or young. Once again.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck to them. Hopefully everyone spray yourselves. Don't get mosquitoes.
God, it's just such an early. It's so early in the year for us to be thinking about mosquitoes, but I guess not in the South, right?
No, not in some of the South, and certainly not in Central America, but. When things start to thaw, because of all the extra snowfall we've had, that could mean bad things, especially if it starts raining a lot in the spring.
Starkman says it's dengue.
Is it dengue?
There's a band called Dengue Fever that I think pronounces it. All right, now hold on. Pronounce. You actually should be the one who does this.
Let's
since
try
you've,
it. Let's try it. Pronounce. Whoops. D-E-N.
D-E-N.
Gay. How do you spell it?
D-E-N-G-U-E.
G-U-E. I was doing G-E. Yeah. Or just a. Okay, there it is. This is what it says.
Okay.
Dengue.
Dengue.
Oh, dengue. Okay.
Dengue.
I was saying more dengue. Like dengue. Yeah. Oh, Starkman hammering the chat room with, nope, I'm wrong. Sorry, I'm wrong. Wrong. I'm
oh,
wrong.
He's already telling
up.
Everyone
forgive
he's wrong.
Me,
like, all right. We forgive you.
You're totally Chipotle. Forgiven.
Chipotle.
And
Chipotle.
Know that there's a, know that there's like a, 10 second delay between us saying, don't worry about it. And,
how about this? Hold on.
Gautier.
Oh, I thought this was the fake guy. Dang it, I like the fake guy.
Yeah. Is he talking about the designer or the singer of somebody that I used to know?
Let's see.
Gautier.
I don't know, but I hate him.
Well, is it G-O-Y-T-E or yes. G-A-U-L-T-I-E-R?
That first thing you said.
Okay.
And I don't like the kid's voice. He sounded like an obnoxious... irritating 19-year-old millennial turd bucket going to NYU film school or something.
Dirty millennial.
I don't like him. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, it's our app recommendations, some questions from you via Twitter, and then we'll get the hell out of here. What do you got for us to solve the middle of the show blues with?
The middle of the show blues, we're going to solve this. Hi, Brat and Scallion. It's my birthday, says James. Hello, James, when he can make it to the tadpole. For my birthday, I'd like to pester Scott with a cover of one of his least favorite songs. This version is a little more tolerable than the Blink 182 version, at least. Hugs in slow-mo, James.
Is it the Hello There song?
It is.
Oh, no.
This is actually really good. This is a band called Fox, P-H-O-X. They perform this in a small van down by the river.
Mm.
Excuse me. No, it's at Coachella, they had a van set up where bands could go and play. And it's called Jam in the Van. Did that last year. Fox, P-H-O-X, jumped into the van, performed this cover right here of Blink 182's Miss You. Enjoy this.
Let's play it. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Suspecting victim of the darkness in the valley. We could live like Jack and Sally if we want, but you could always find me, and we'll have Halloween on Christmas. In the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
dream tonight. I need somebody and always. The sick, strange darkness comes creeping on, so haunting every time. And as I stared, I counted webs from all the spiders, catching things and eating their insides. Like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
I miss you, I miss
you. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
I miss you, I miss
you. Don't waste your time.
To admit, that is a very cool cover of that.
Yeah, it's I kind of like it better than the
I kind of do too. That's original. I guess that's my whole thing, is it's not that the songs or their songs are bad, I just don't like how, I don't know, they're whiny.
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell Garrett, he'll get all mad at me.
Oh
yeah, he does that because yeah. You know, I like to make fun of his bands.
Is it true that Trump is doing something tonight? Like, basically, he's going to be doing a competing event during the...
Oh, that was my theory, but I didn't know it was going to happen. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what that's what somebody's reporting here. Denver Post is reporting it.
Wait, we have breaking news?
Both MSNBC and CNN plan to cover aspects of Donald Trump's event in Iowa tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time during the Republican debate airing live on Fox News.
Wow. What's he going to do?
Oh God, you know, if he was brilliant, you know what he would do? He would do a Mystery Science Theater thing where you just saw him in silhouette in front of the Republican debate.
Could he still sit by the robots from Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Has the robots on either side.
Yeah.
And he just makes comments during the whole thing.
Love it. I would love that. I mean, I actually kind of thought that's what we'd get. He'd just be on Twitter doing that.
Right.
You know, I thought that's what we would see. But if he's really going to do something, that's actually, well, it aligns itself with my theory.
Yes.
Which makes sense to me. Why wouldn't you? You're going to want to maximize this. Totally. I mean, I don't love that he's doing any of this, but I think it'd be smart if I were him.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? If he had me as his campaign manager, he'd be doing a lot better.
Of course he would. Hire Brian Ibbett. He's available. There. I hit
full
this
of energy.
Early. Yeah, full of not a fan.
App slappy.
All right, time for a little app slappy, app review time. Talk about something that's been taking our attention since last Thursday. We do this almost all the PM editions unless we have a guest. This week we don't, so we are going to do just that. Why don't you start? What are you messing all with right. this week?
So mine is a combo. It's a thing I'm totally digging lately that is a combo of an app and a device.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Now, here in the studio, I've got, you know, I've got the light sources above me. There's like four lights that come down from IKEA, built into the drop ceiling here. Kind of like it, but sometimes those get a little bright and I like to kind of turn those down, but I don't like to be completely devoid of light.
Right.
So I picked up, and I like a little color because, you know, those are just some plain old white lights. So I picked up this bad boy right here. Mm. Looks like an unassuming bowl of cereal, but really it's a light. It is the Hugo.
Yeah.
Hugo.
Yeah.
Made by Philips. And what's really cool about this thing is that you can turn it on and
oh yeah, those are cool.
And it glows. And it glows in whatever color you want. And you can like change it with the associated app.
No way. Right?
Yeah.
I want one.
And so like you say, oh, I think I want some warmer light. Let's go ahead and kind of, you know, this get a little warmer light in here.
This might be a good way to light things, like
or,
camera
yeah,
stuff.
Right. No kidding.
Could, like or two of those or something?
Some cooler light. Like,
yeah. Creepy light. Tell us a story.
Yes. Or,
It's like Diablo. Ah.
Exactly. Now, that in and of itself is like, all right, well, that's kind of cool, Brian. Now, here's what makes this a really cool app.
All right.
Is that I can just set this guy over here. And in the app, I can actually set up scenes. So, in addition to the Hugo, I have a Hue. Oh, what's it called? It's like just a Hue. It's a white light, kind of like a light bulb, with the Hue that I can actually adjust as well.
So it's another Wi-Fi enabled.
Exactly, and it's just kind of an office light. And in concert, I can use the two of them to set up a scene and say, "All right, this is my afternoon, just kind of working like crazy, right?"
Mm-hmm.
So I can hit the button here. I don't think I've got this one set up, but it turns that one down. It sets this one to kind of a cool blue.
Mm.
And then I'm working in the afternoon. Then it's like first thing in the morning. Oh, I want everything on. Crank that puppy up. Crank this guy up. And
that's
do the
awesome.
Color.
I love that.
Even better is I can walk into a room or not even walk into a room. I can be anywhere in the house and I can go, "Hey Siri, set bedroom 50.
You got it. Your dicks are now ready for bedroom 50.
Your dicks are now ready for bedroom 50?
Your digs.
Oh.
Your digs are now ready. So I've got another one of these lights in the bedroom. So it turns off my office lights.
Okay.
Or makes sure that my office lights are off, which they already should be. And then it sets the lamp in my right next to my side table or on my side table to 50%. Because at 100%, that thing is super bright. Tina goes to sleep before I do. I sit up and watch TV for a little bit. And or watch my iPad, watch Netflix for a little bit, and I don't need full brightness, but I don't want it to be completely dark because that's bad for your eyes.
Sure, of course.
So this sets the light to 50%. Then when I'm done, I just hit the little button there. It shuts that light off and it fades it out slowly. You can also set it to be kind of a light alarm. So at 5:30 in the morning when it's time for me to get up and hit the treadmill and Tina's still sleeping, the light next to the table slowly fades up to 50% and it wakes me up without waking her up.
Well, that is, I want more home automation stuff for me anyway. I am in love with this idea because I like the modularness of how that stuff works and not having to rewire your house to make it work.
Right. Yeah. It's totally wireless. It totally works with everything. And
how much is that
gone,
thing? How much is that light?
This light was, this is what made me start the whole process, was this was on sale in December for, I want to say $35 or $40. It was super cheap. It was like a one day Woot or Amazon sale or something. And so I decided to snatch it up. I don't know what they are regular. Let me see here. It is the Hue Go is the starting thing.
Okay.
But then I also picked up a Hue Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Hugo normally is $99.
Wow. That's not bad.
It's still not bad. And it's, you know, it's portable, it's wireless, it charges up and you can take it anywhere.
And it's LED, which means it'll last for a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Well, I'm all in.
It's really, really cool. It's
I'm really happy
with it.
I'm very interested in this. I'm so interested to the point that I'm actually going to, I think, do this. You can get them on Amazon or wherever, right?
Yeah, Amazon or wherever. And now, if you just get the Hue Go, it doesn't work with the app. You can't like set the color and everything. There's a thing, you know, it comes with some built-in colors, and you can select it by using the button on the back of it to choose your colors and stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
But if you want the all the functionality, the wirelessness and all that stuff, you want to get like the Hue Bridge.
I love his work on Downton Abbey. He's a great actor, Hue Bridge. Oh, so good.
You can get the Hue Bridge for $50, or you can get it with two of those bulbs like I have up there, the white bulbs that let you do, you know, whatever percentage of light you want, and that's $70.
I want all of it. And so, I bet you can tie a bunch of that crap through your Alexa as well. Although maybe not much point.
Oh, you totally can. Yeah, it is Alexa compatible. So I can tell Alexa, you know, Siri does it for me, but you can you can totally have Alexa do all that stuff for you.
I tried to rename my Echo to Larry. It wouldn't work.
Really? You can't do it like Siri, like say, hey, Larry.
Yeah, I tried. I wanted it to do something other than Alexa because I don't like saying that name. I'd rather say, hey, Larry, put on, you know, John Travolta music or something.
Right. See, the crazy thing is that you go with Larry and you still haven't seen Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nope. I'm going to start, though. I've decided.
Yeah, you need to start.
It's coming up for me. I think when Kim and I finish, we're going to be done real quick, but when we finish Nurse Jackie, it's on to that.
Mm, cool.
Also, I found out that the bunch of people have been telling us on Slack and otherwise that the two-part remastered Godfather 1 and 2 played chronologically as one giant movie is on HBO right now.
Oh, cool. There you go.
I'm going to do that, too.
Wow. So. But they have them... Jimmy together, huh?
All Jimmy together, I guess. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. It sounds like the way I did book 4 and 5 of Game of Thrones, because those two books are essentially happening at the same time. So if you mix and match chapters, you end up with just one giant book that happens at the same time. It's crazy.
Sure. Makes sense.
All right. Mine's much more dumb, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Yours is way cool and like future-y and forward-thinking. This one, check this out. What does that sound like to you? What kind of music
is that? It sounds like Sousa. Sounds like the Sousa app.
It's a little
John
bit.
John Philip Sousa.
It is a little John Philip Sousa-y, but if you go to an American football game, you might hear that kind of sound, right? Like
sure,
this sort of.
Sure.
Right? We're all excited about football, especially like in the 50s and 60s. I picked up a game on a total fluke, just thought it looked fun, called Blocky Football. And it's another game to try to cash in on the whole Crossy Road, Shooty Skies fame.
Right. Flappy Bird.
Not really Flappy Bird so much.
It's the same naming convention. Come on.
Same idea. But more like Crossy Road in that it's a three-quarter view, little 3D pixel men thing. And it's kind of like you have to go as far as you can. And then you unlock boxes when you get you get little prizes. It's all very much like those games.
Oh, look at this.
Anyway,
that's
awesome.
Kinda cool,
it's
actually
awesome. So all you're doing is swiping your dude left or right, and you can unlock like a Denver uniform.
So wait. So he's running the whole time. Like he's nonstop running.
He is nonstop running the whole time. You just swipe left or right to avoid oncoming tacklers or your own team. Your own player sometimes are just standing there blocking. And if you run into them, so I'll do this real quick so you can hear it. Okay, just did a kickoff.
Oh, dang it.
Here we go. I'm swiping. Those little feet you hear that. Oh, almost died. Okay. Oh, shoot. Okay. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Got a touchdown. Then you have to do a kickoff. And if you miss the kick, you lose the game. So you don't want to miss the kick either. And you just go as long as you can. You keep unlocking uniforms. So I unlock the Vikings uniforms. They're not calling them the Vikings. This is not an NFL app. But they are straight up pixel dudes wearing the current jerseys of the various NFL teams. And I got the Vikings and I got the Steelers. I can't remember who else. But anyway, you unlock these keys and then you can randomly choose. And then if you choose randomly enough, it's like playing poker, basically.
Right.
And if you win these helmets, then you win the thing. And now you can go play as that guy. And they also have all the mascots in the NFL. Again, they're not calling them these teams. They're just saying Denver. And then it'll be, it'll be orange and blue and stuff. Anyway, it's a great time waster. It's totally fun. It's totally stupid. It's free to play. It's $1.99 to unlock to never have ads. So I did that because I always do that. If they give you the option, I almost always do that just because why not? If I like the game, I try it out. Yes. If I like it, I'm like, yep, this is good enough for me to pay $2 to never see another ad again. And it's cool. I like it. As clones of these kinds of games, it's fun. I think you'll like it. It's stupid fun.
Wait a minute. How come I'm not seeing it? I'm doing a search for blocky football.
Blocky football.
Oh, there it is right there.
Blocky football.
It's funny that something comes up, you know, Jump Rush, yep. Gyro Music Rolling Sky of Ball Sphere Memos.
Yep.
Those comes up before that, before the thing actually called blocky football when I do a search for blocky football.
Probably because two reasons. One, that other thing obviously has been keyworded to death to be up and when people search for any possible word. I hate those, by the way.
Gyro Music Rolling Sky of Ball Sphere Memos.
Yep.
Why memos?
So it's got a higher, I don't know, it's like maybe they were doing it for the productivity sale that was going on last week.
Oh my God.
It's bad, dude. It's worse than the early days of like Google search result jiggering. It's worse than that now on the App Store. But anyway, it's because this thing just came out yesterday and it hasn't had time to sort of get up there. So
I'm so hooked on, look at this.
It's super great, dude.
It's kicking.
There's something about it, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of those old Coleco games. Even though it's nothing like those, there was something about it being kind of a pale comparison to full football, but enough of it to just like make you kind of excited. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's way better than it should be.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
It's fun. Unlock all the uniforms. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know if that's on Android or not. I think it might be.
Oh, man.
So Android people.
Touchdown. All right.
Nicely done. And don't.
Ooh, and I kicked a perfect field goal.
Good.
Extra point.
That's the only way you can continue. If you miss that field goal, it's over. You got to start again.
Here's what I'm doing during the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Perfect. Why not?
Oh, tackled. Bummer.
Oh, and when you're...
I can buy Dallas for 99 cents.
When your players run into their players, they leave a little point counter plus thing one. Behind. Yeah. And you want to pick those up if you can.
Yeah, that's what killed me. I got greedy.
Yeah, if you get greedy... Well, yeah, the game tempts you to get greedy. But when you get those, you end up having more currency to do stuff later. So it's good. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic time. Enjoy.
All right. Yeah. There goes my time.
It's time for your Twitter questions.
There goes tweets.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That guy on Twitter lied.
That guy on Twitter lied.
All right. Let's look at your most recent Twitter questions there, people at home. Use the hashtag AskTMS. And we got a few today that I think are interesting. Here's one for you. Ninja Steve, who's very frequent in the community, asks this. Which is worse? Dengue fever or disco fever?
Timely.
Yeah, very timely. Ripped from today's headlines.
Well,
what do you think?
You know, disco fever, the first signs of that are boogie fever.
Yeah.
And that makes you have to boogie down. So
what is
still
dengue?
Think that's better than dengue fever.
Okay.
Dengue.
Is it dengue is what we...
Dengue. Okay, yeah, dengue fever.
Here's one. Peter Fisher asks, and I can say this because he asked it, all right?
All right.
He said, how would you convince Bob, the rapper, that Fury Road isn't a documentary? It's a good point. You can't. People like that, you can't convince them of anything outside of what their little worldview is. His happens to be
Bob,
a flat
look out
worldview.
Your window right now. Can you see me laughing at you over here in Colorado? No?
No? Huh. Oh, weird.
Oh, weird. I would have thought you'd been able to if the world was flat.
Not as flat as I thought. It feels like a guy who's just digging in. He's said a very dumb thing. And you either have to go, ugh, you guys, I'm so stupid, or you have to fight it. This is why I don't want Trump as president, because I think that's literally what he does. And I'm not comparing his flat world thing to anything Trump's done. I'm just saying Trump is the kind of guy that if he's wrong, he will never, ever admit it. There's never concession, ever.
Exactly. And you are 100% correct.
And some people see that as a really good thing. No, it's not. It is not a good thing.
Yeah, you've got to be able to humbly say, oh, you know what? I made a mistake. Let me rectify that as opposed to, nope, I'm going to just keep rolling with my mistake until it becomes correct.
And I know a lot of people in politics dance around their mistakes and don't fully admit to things. I understand that that's not a Trump-only thing. I'm saying Trump has this in his bones, and it's not a good kind. It's not the kind. It goes from his personal life straight on up. I'm telling you, if Ivanka Trump wasn't swimming in money to shut her up, she'd have things to say. I don't know what it is, but she'd have stuff to say. All right. Cranium, what TV series would you like to see turn into a video game? What type of game would it be? Right now, I'm so big on The Expanse that I would say The Expanse, and it would be a awesome mission-based sort of space thing. Although Rebel Galaxy is basically this, so I'm kind of already have this game. But if you want to set something in a cool universe like that, I would like a space-faring sort of smugglers, you know, smuggling stuff across systems sort of game based in that universe would be really, really great.
Yeah, I gotta start watching that. I want a Great British Bake Off Diner Dash app where I have to make cakes quickly and then serve them to Paul and Mary Berry.
I love it.
They'll go, the crust is very good, but the inside is shit.
It's dry. Yeah. It's dry. You've overcooked it. It's dry.
You've overdone it.
Too bad. Yes.
Move on. Such a jerk. I guess, you know what? He's not a jerk. He's just straight to the point.
He's not a jerk.
He doesn't dance around the bush. He just says what he thinks.
He totally does. That's exactly right.
Let's vote for him for president.
I'd vote for Paul Hollywood for president.
Sure, why not? President Hollywood?
Oh, President Hollywood.
You know, that's only like
three idiocracy.
That's three clicks from Camacho.
Really not far, yeah.
President Hollywood. We're going to, if we end up with a President Trump, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
Are you watching the GOP debate tonight, says Dave Pondar.
Probably. I'm either going to watch it or I'm going to record it so that we can fast through it. I wish there was a thing on TiVo where you could play stuff at 1.5 times the speed.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I'll probably watch it in hopes that it will be less about what Trump is saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And more about what everyone else never gets to say. Like, let's let these candidates actually talk about other stuff. I really hope that our buddy Ted Cruz uses the word tit.
tit film, right? Is that what his thing? Yeah.
Something like this right here.
Is that like sweat on my butt?
Yeah, sweat on your butt. That'd be good. I just want to hear these guys for real. That's all. Doctor, what's his name, still in the race, although you haven't heard anything from
him
lately.
Carson?
Yeah. It's been real quiet on the Carson front. Mm-hmm. Here's a quote here recently from Carson as he gets ready for this debate. Here you go.
I can walk on water, eat bullets, and shit ice cream.
All right. He's really upped his game.
Wow. That is the most energized I think I've ever heard Ben Carson.
Yeah, really upped his game. Probably watch it. We'll see. We'll talk about it Monday, maybe. ENL says... what movie you're looking for?
I want Megyn Kelly to open the debate by saying, "Huh, is that all I had to do?
Yeah,
awesome, folks. I'm in this for the long haul. You're welcome."
Yeah, I mean the fact that Trump used to be such a darling of Fox News and now has this feud with him is weird to me because they used to be like best friends ever. Now he's not a fan. Low energy.
Not a fan. She's a loser.
She's a loser. There's low energy. You're fired. Hey, let's see. What movie were we looking forward to most in 2016 that isn't Warcraft, says Ian? Probably Rogue One.
No, for me, it's...
I can't think of anything else.
I think it's Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Civil War. I take it back. Yeah. That is my thing I'm looking forward to the most.
You hear they're going to have 37... I want to make sure I don't get this number wrong because it's a ridiculous number, and if I have to recant it, I'm going to feel bad. But... Yeah. We are going to have a grand total, and I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
It's coming. Hang in there. I'm here. It's home. Huh?
Okay.
Almost here. Here we go.
All right.
67 characters. According to Captain America, the Winter Soldier, co-directors Joe and Anthony Russo, they currently have 67 characters on tap for the two-part Avengers Infinity War film.
Whoa. Really?
67 characters.
For Infinity Wars. That's right.
Right, so not Civil War, but Infinity War.
That's crazy.
How many superheroes, you know, because they're going to have all the base ones. They're going to have, like, probably the Guardians of the Galaxy, since this is Infinity War. They've got to be involved. They're going to have maybe some of the...
If they're not in there, then you're screwing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Infinity Gauntlet
is... wonder if they'll have any
is...
of the Netflix. Doctor Strange, he's got to be part of the Infinity War.
Sure. I mean, the cosmic universe has everyone, really, getting involved.
Right.
And then all the weird ones. You could put Howard the Duck in there if you wanted.
Oh, for sure. He's got to be in
you
there.
You could put MODOK in there. He's not a hero, but you could put him in there. You could put in, how about Squirrel Girl, Brian?
Squirrel Girl, certainly. You know, there's talk about Squirrel Girl and Howard the Duck being two Marvel comedy properties that might be coming out this year.
Interesting.
Because they've already got a Mockingbird pilot that's kind of going to be a spinoff of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and they're talking about two unnamed comedies or two unnamed additional Marvel TV shows that could potentially be comedies.
I'm down with that. Who has Plastic Man? Is that
that's DC?
DC. That was their answer to Reed Richards, right?
Kind of. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
sort of. Yeah. They all have answers for each other. That's kind of how that works.
Exactly. Hawkeye, Green Arrow.
Yeah, they're all the same. Batman,
Superman,
Black
Hyperion.
Arrow. No, Black Man. Batman and Black Panther are kind of the equals, aren't
you
they?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I would say Batman and Iron Man were probably not intended as.
Yeah, that's
it's basically, yeah, you know,
two rich guys who are kind of messed up.
Exactly.
Use their money to build shit and then go fight the world. And they don't have any powers. You're right. You're right.
Black man, what's his power?
He's
well, he's smooth and convincing. Excelsior.
He never gets a sunburn like Scott does every time he walks outside. Okay, here's one from Jason who says, Scott, what would your reaction be if Mad Max won Best Picture? Brian, favorite Best Picture nominee so far for the year? So you answer that first, then I'll tell you what my reaction will be.
Ooh, I think it's Revenant. I enjoyed, so far the ones we've seen are Revenant, Mad Max, Spotlight, and The Big Short.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Spotlight, you know, I don't necessarily have to feel good after I leave a movie,
yeah,
but I don't want to feel like, God, this world is a really crappy place.
Yeah.
And yeah. Spotlight didn't quite take me there, but it edged me to the brink. I think Revenant so far is my favorite. I mean, that's just such it's gripping from start to finish.
Yeah, if I see Revenant, I may walk away feeling similar. I don't know. I still haven't seen it.
It's got your Tom Hardy.
I was supposed to see it Tuesday and stuff.
It's got your boy.
It does have him in there. Best Supporting Actor, nom, a nation. Mm-hmm. All right, here's my reaction. If they win, you will hear me at the top of my lungs so that you can all hear this no matter where you live. You'll hear this. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah, The Martian. I forgot The Martian.
Yeah, The Martian's in there. It's a good movie. There.
So I'm sorry, we've seen 5 of the 8. And I did like The Martian. Oh, man, that might be...
Martian's great, dude.
It really is. That might, yeah, Free Rangers, that might be slightly ahead of The Revenant for me.
Yeah, Martian's real good.
Yeah.
I'd put Martian right up there with Star Wars. I'd put everything right up to everything except Mad Max just a little bit ahead. Oh, I know what I'll yell. I'll yell, and then I'll yell.
Thank you, Satan.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Thank you, Satan. All right, let's do one more. John DeRoche says, is anyone out there? I'm not leaving this hashtag until I get some toilet paper. We would refer you back to Wednesday's episode if you would like to hear what that is referring to. You have won the day. Way to go. Listener of the day, John DeRoche. We start doing listener of the day. That'd be fun.
Oh, I like that. Listener of the day.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We should do that.
Put that in the top of our notes so that we don't forget, because there's a lot of times that we say, oh, we're totally going to do this, and we never do it again.
I'm going to do it right now in the template.
In the M template?
Yeah, yeah, listener of the day. Listener of the day, and then we'll flesh that out. I like that idea.
I like that too.
That's good. I don't know what you mean. You haven't won anything.
You have to be a patron.
You do not.
You don't, but it helps. No, it isn't. No.
Final question. Catherine Talmo asks the following question. I love that we have so many female listeners, by the way. Do you know why I like that? Because a bunch of sweaty dudes. We're lame.
Well, it adds, you know, some fun and warmth to Nerdtacular.
Oh, for sure. I'd like having all the ladies around and not in some weird way you're thinking. I like them because they're sweet and nice. And I like it when you bring your kids are always really nice. And
yes.
Anyway, this says right here, what is the worst video game you ever played? Brian, do you have an easy answer for that? I can't think of one off the top of my head. I try to avoid this sort of thing, but bad games. Oh, I know one. You go ahead and then I know what it is.
I did play that stupid Superman 64 thing.
That was a bad game.
That was really bad. And that was Blizzard, wasn't it?
No, that's not theirs. Everyone confuses those. But they did one for the SNES. Was it the SNES? Yeah, the Super Nintendo. And somebody else did that N64 garbage.
Okay.
That was not Blizzard. But they always get confused.
Yeah, I never played E.T., so I can't say E.T.
Right. Plus, when you know the story of the E.T. cartridge, like you know the background,
it becomes a little cooler, right?
Yeah, and plus it was never going to be good.
Right.
Like they gave him 3 weeks to make that thing. So stupid.
Yeah, I'll stick with Superman 64.
Okay. For me, it's going to be more recent. I really, really dislike Clash of Clans. And I know that's going to piss people off because I keep hearing about how much money it makes. I don't know if you knew this, Brian. Clash of Clans and War, what is it called? Something of War.
Game of War.
They're like the two, they're basically the same premise, except one's right. more kind of realistic and the other one's like goofy, cartoony guys. But they're kind of the same game. And now there's a million other games just like them. So, but they're the granddaddies, right?
Right.
They made more money in 2015 on their apps, those two games, okay? They made more money than the top 10 console titles sold all year combined.
Oh, my God.
Combined. Wow. Think of that for a second.
Oh,
take that's... Halo and match that up with every other game that had a big release and all of the right. other successful stuff. All that mashed together, all the top 10s. Yes, Fallout 4 included.
Jeez.
Less money. They made more than they did all combining their totals. If that doesn't tell you something about the future of mobile gaming, I don't know what does.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I know there are plenty of people who like that game and think it's great. I think it sucks horse wieners. I don't like it. Yeah. I hate it. I feel like it's work. It's pain.
Does it bum you out to see those ads with Christoph Waltz and...
Yes.
And... Somebody late night else. Dude.
Late night guy. Can't think of his name. What's wrong with me?
I can't think of him.
Which one?
Not Noah.
Not Noah. The other one. The other guy.
James Corden.
Thank you. Yes. The one that took over.
And I got
it
before anybody in the chat room said it.
You did. The British guy. It does bug me. Because it bugs me because I know that there's huge success there and that somebody's playing these and loving these. Mm-hmm. And that I'm just being a curmudgeon about it. I just can't get into it. I don't know what it is. And I like RTSs and I like town building stuff and I like that kind of thing. But the combination blows and now a million games are just like them. They all suck too. So F off.
You weren't a big fan. And doesn't it have aspects of tower defense? And you weren't a big fan of tower defense.
Still not. Still hate
anyway.
It. Anyway. Yeah, I hate tower defense. The only towers I like defending anything are the ones in Heroes matches. And that's as far as I go. Mm-hmm. Give me a tower that's protecting my core. Fine.
Right.
I'll take that tower. But forget this whole like, I better put more cannons around here while I'm asleep so my friends don't come and kill my village. Forget it.
You reminded me that I had to go and take a look and see if Tiny.co's Avengers Academy has come out yet. They don't even have no updates on their Facebook page. But it is a... I wouldn't say it's like a Clash of Clans. It's more like a Simpsons... game. What was the Simpsons one called?
Tapped out.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, the Family Guy quest for stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's like that. It's it's coming soon.
I heard that new Futurama match 3 game's out today, but I haven't checked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. You know me and match 3. Plus I love Futurama, so. If you want to have your own questions answered each and every week here on TMSPM, you can send them to the hashtag AskTMS. Sorry about the guy in the toilet. He's still waiting for the paper. We feel bad.
I love that. That was well done.
It's pretty great.
Really well done.
Pretty great. Yeah. We're going to get out of here. Patreon.com/TMS is why this fifth episode a week exists. And thank you to those who have supported us to that end. If you'd like to be there and join our Slack private group, you sure can. Go to patreon.com/TMS. Give a little, give a lot, give whatever you can and help this show thrive and survive. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. You can find us via voicemail, 801-471-0462, and on Twitter, @MorningStream, @ScottJohnson, @Coverville, frogpants.reddit.com for our subreddit. That is going to do it.
Cool.
New instance tomorrow, new current geek tomorrow. Sunday new film sack.
Mm-hmm.
Experience point stream on Saturday.
So much stuff.
I do too many. I gotta stop. I gotta get
the experience points. You're doing that earlier in the day now, right?
Yeah, 12 to 3.
So. Nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Cut into your afternoon.
We have a great time on there. So
cool.
Join us if you so desire.
I would like to sometime.
Yeah.
I'll join you watching. Sure.
If you're looking for my Twitch account for where I do this stuff, go to frogpants.com/twitch. Very easy. That's it, Brian. Let's get out of here. Do you have anything you'd like to pimp before we go?
Yeah, no. Okay. No, I'll be working, check me out on the web for an ad for a Montana heating and cooling supplier that has great rebates and has a 12-year Mitsubishi warranty.
Will it have lots of negative space in the ad?
No, okay. not a thing you could park a flea on.
All right, not an inch
no
to breathe.
White space you could park a dot on.
All right, well, parking your pixels and playing music. That's what you do. Why don't you play one now for us?
Sure. Hey, Seven and Bridges, says Jeff Kane. Real simple request here. Play the Eagles version of Seven Bridges Road. I grew up listening to my dad playing this song all the time, and it's one of my best childhood memories. Hearing this song gives me the feel goods and gets me a bit choked up every time. Playing it would be a nice tribute to Glenn Frey and to my dad. Thanks. Love the show, though. Signed, Jeff Kane.
Nice.
Yes. Now, I'm going to slightly veer from his request here. So the original version is by Steve Young. A lot of people haven't heard that version. I urge you to go out and check that out because it's very different from the Eagles version. But I didn't want to just play the Eagles version because everybody's heard that. I want to do something slightly different. And so I'm playing a cover of the Eagles version by a very, very talented a cappella group called Foreshadow. Okay. This is from their 2005 album, Four. There's a cool kind of addition that they throw in here that I think just adds something cool to the song. And hopefully, Jeff, you enjoy this version. I know it's not going to be the exact version your dad played, but maybe it's, kind of, give you something else to enjoy. I don't know. It is Foreshadow and their cover of Seven Bridges Road.
There are stars in the sun. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges. Now I have loved you like baby, and I have loved you while
sometimes there's a part of me has to turn from here and go running like a child. Stars
down the Seven Bridges Road.
The show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com. Damn it. I thought that was it.
It's a lot of gaps. There's negative space. Quit trying to
fix it.
Heating and cooling system.
I just ethered it or whatever. Was it either or neithered? What was
you
it?
Ethered it.
Oh, all right.